Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jesse Stroop, the mortgage broker. I hope everybody's doing well today. So I wanted to share some information with you guys about how interest rates can impact your monthly housing payment. We all know interest rates, you know, affect our credit or our payments, our monthly payments. But I think this title and this segment reminds me of a conversation I had a few years ago with a real estate or a homeowner's insurance agent. And we were talking about just the 0.25% of an interest rate hike blocks so many people out from obtaining a loan. And that's being a purchase loan or a refinance loan. And what she was forgetting, or, you know, this is not her side of the business, but somebody that is involved in the mortgage and real estate business, like an insurance agent, even they forget because it's not in front of them every day. So, you know, your average homeowner, your average renter, with all the other misconceptions in the industry, it's easy to understand why people don't understand all the tools in the toolbox needed to be used in order to get somebody to be to pre-qualify for any kind of a loan. So with that said, you know, with interest rates moving down, it does open that door for more renters to buy a home or get pre-qualified to buy a home. And it also opens the door for more homeowners looking to refinance. And the big kicker on that is the debt to income ratios. Your debt to income ratio is just basically a math equation. It's pre-taxed income divided by your monthly payments, your obligations. So if you have a credit card of $1,000 and your monthly payment on that, the minimum payment is $20, we use that minimum payment to in that equation to come up with your debt to income ratio. Now you got to remember there's two forms of your debt to income ratio. You have the front end DTI and then the back end DTI. The front end DTI or debt to income ratio is just your monthly obligations, your car payments, your credit cards. That equation is that. The back end debt to income ratio is all in your projected mortgage, total mortgage payment, all your debts, everything is in that bigger number. And depending on what you're doing and the type of loan you're doing, there's qualifications or barriers to, you have to meet a certain threshold for the front end debt to income ratio and the back end debt to income ratio. So you can see why an interest rate moving down 0.25% can really open it up for people trying to obtain a loan, because if that debt to income ratio is, you know, it could be 0.01 over that threshold, you wouldn't be able to qualify for the loan that you're trying to get. So with that lower interest rate, it helps brings the debt to income ratios down within qualifying range, and also lowers your monthly mortgage payment. So that's good for all. So we all know spring is around the corner. So, you know, just like the flowers are starting to bloom and pop up, so are the home buyers. You know, people are going back out into the market. Here in Idaho, we usually have the winter slowdown. So November, December, we have the holidays, so that, you know, people get a lot of distractions on that with family or leaving town to go see family. And then we kind of call it, you know, the holiday hangover. So January can be pretty quiet because, you know, you're done with all the family and the chaos and cooking, the New Year's party, and you just kind of want to sit back and chill, hang out for a little bit, and then, you know, kind of get back into life, I guess, per se, especially in the colder states here. Sometimes it can get pretty cold in January, and just, you know, people don't want to go outside. So you got, you know, homeowners slowing down on listings and stuff like that. So in Idaho here, spring is a big bounce into the year. And especially if we have a light winter like we've had here in Idaho, it starts to push those numbers up quicker. So, you know, if you're thinking about buying this season, here's how mortgage rates are going to work in your favor. And with what we're seeing in the market right now, interest rates are improving because of the coronavirus scare. So if you're listening to this, if you're looking to buy a house or refinance, check it out, see what the rates are going to do for you, and see how it can help you, you know, spring into that loan and get you into the house that you're wanting to buy and out of renting or into a better interest rate if you're a current homeowner. Now, put this in perspective, the following chart, I know you can't see the chart here, from the same article, show the average mortgage rates by decades have impacted the approximate monthly payment of a $200,000 home over time. So in the 70s, I'm just going to kind of overview this chart here. In the 70s, the average interest rate was an 8.86, and the average monthly payment on a $200,000 loan was $1,589. Now, moving into the 80s, the average interest rate was just above, it was 12.75% almost, and the average monthly mortgage payment was $2,100. The 90s, the rates moved back down to an 8.1, where the average payment was $1,484. And then in the 2000s, rates dropped significantly to an average rate of a 6.29, and the monthly payments were averaging $1,237 a month. Now, after we reached the next decade in 2010, the average rate was a 4%. It's saying here 3.99, and the monthly payment on a $200,000 house was $954. And today, we're seeing average rates at a 3.45%, and the approximate payment was $894. So even though that home prices have gone up, that's the other thing that, you know, this graph isn't showing, it's just showing raw numbers. You know, here in the Boise Valley, we have a lot, or the Treasure Valley in Boise, Idaho, we have a lot of people moving in right now. It's 2020, so I don't know if you're going to be listening to this in 5 years. What you can get for a $200,000 home is very difficult to even get your offer accepted. Secondly, is the quality of the home. You know, on a $200,000 home, yeah, your rate is low and your payment is low, but most of the time, it's not the best looking home. There's a lot of work, it's beat up, etc. So that's the other thing you have to take into account. Now, clearly, when rates are low, like they are today, qualified buyers can benefit significantly over time. So your payment stays low, especially if you get it into a 30-year fixed mortgage or a 20 or, you know, some kind of fixed rate mortgage over the duration of the loan, which most people get anyways. Not too many average Americans get into adjustable rate mortgages. So now keep in mind, if interest rates go up, this can push many potential home buyers out of the market. This is what I was saying at the earlier part of the segment here. A 0.25% of an interest rate does not sound like a lot, but it is. And especially if you're on that cusp of qualifying, if depending on what your credit scores are, your debt to income ratio loads, that 0.25% could make a world of difference. So now the prospective home buyers are also adversely affected when interest rates rise. And according to this survey, I'm looking here at NAHB, priced out estimates show that depending on the starting rates, a 0.25% increase in the rate of 3.75 on a 30-year fixed mortgage can price over 1.3 million U.S. households out of the market for the medium price new home. So again, I don't know if that made sense, but if you go from a 3.75 to a 4% on 30-year fix, that's 1.3 million people that don't have the path to get into a home loan. Now, keep in mind, there's other factors that you can use on this where you can bring a little bit more to the table for a down payment. You can, if you have extra money, you can look into buy down points and buying down the interest rate to help bring you into the qualifying range. You can pay that debt off that's, you know, maybe there is a debt that's manageable. You know, maybe it's a couple thousand dollars on a credit card and whatever that monthly payment is, we can just pay that debt off and that brings you back into ratio. But again, all this funnels back down to money. How much money, liquid money, do you have in the bank account to leverage? If you're cash strapped and you have just enough money for the down payment closing costs, it makes it obviously a lot harder to qualify and get you into the house and get you approved. So now, kind of the ending the segment here. Now you certainly don't want to be priced out of the market this year. And we all know waiting means higher home prices potentially, and depending on the market, this constantly changes. And you know, trying to buy that house that you wanted for $200,000 and you wait till next year and now it's priced at $225,000, that's going to price you out of the market again. And then also, what are rates going to be next year? So that's it for today. I want to keep these short, and these are, you know, new to me, these podcasts. And so I want to kind of keep them at the 10 minute range so I don't bore you with the non-sexy mortgage talk. I do say it, you know, when I'm talking to people face to face, we sell debt. It's not sexy. I can't sell the granite countertops and the lovely wood floors or anything like that. So I try to make the debt and getting a mortgage as fun as possible and straightforward as possible. So obviously, as I do more of these, I'm going to get more efficient with them and better articulate the message that I'm trying to share with all of you. So again, my name is Jesse. I'm a mortgage broker based out of Boise, Idaho. I'm currently licensed in the state of California and Idaho here. So I'm looking to expand my reach into surrounding states here, hopefully this year or next year. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'd love to chat with you, answer your questions. Until next time, have a wonderful day.